Previously on Off the Wall.
We haven't talked on the radio in a while. We should do some audio.
Yeah, we're in England, driving a car, heading towards Manchester, and we just came from Menwith Hill.
I think we've talked about this in the past. Basically, I lost something today. I lost my cell phone. We drove out of Manchester, and we made a stop at one of those aforementioned traffic cameras. They're all over here in England.
Hang on, what are you here? It's in a traffic circle.
You want to go Manchester, A56.
A56?
I think.
So we went the wrong way again.
Yeah, we went the wrong way.
Occasionally I get something right, and whenever I do, you point me in a different direction so I get it wrong when I would have gotten it right, and that would be the one time I got something right. You know, it's like an assist that you give me to get it wrong.
Telling me, E, that I'm the assist of you being totally wrong. I'm just helping us be extra wrong, which I agree with. You're right. I'm really tired, and I have no idea what direction's north. I don't know where we are. Oh. I haven't eaten anything all day. I'm a little out of it.
It has been a rather stressful day, yes.
But, yeah. Okay, so now we're a little bit closer into the city. I have no bearings in this place, so, you know, I'm halfway between helping you and completely screwing us both up.
Well,
but I think we're a little closer now. I have no idea if this is north. Are we heading south?
It does, well, all I see is a sign that says city center ahead, so,
yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Well, okay,
when
we got off and I sent us in the last two wrong directions, I thought it was in a completely opposite direction other than the airport. So...
Wait, I can help, because that's the moon there, see it?
Oh, yeah, there we go,
and
yeah,
that's
space.
That would be west, where the light is, because it's the first crescent.
Got it.
So that means, that's west,
we're
heading south, which means, yes, indeed, we are coming from the north.
There, okay.
I don't know how that helps us, but,
nice.
Okay.
No, that's good.
Yeah, the
so anyway,
right there in the sky.
So, if, yeah, exactly. Look up, kids.
Not while you're driving, though.
Look up and live. So, no, the... The exit that we missed, I would have probably told you to go in the opposite direction. So I, even had we been right when we were wrong, I probably would have led us in the wrong direction.
I'm just saying, I am right so few times. And the times when I've been right, it just seems like at the last minute you say, no, do this instead. And then I'm
no,
wrong.
No, it's true. It's
I'm
true.
Wrong 100% of the time.
It's true.
You know, it's like you know that
it's
in danger
reiterate.
Of getting it right. I have to step in and stop that.
Well, I would hate for you to break the pattern.
I appreciate that because, yes, a perfect record is something
to
be proud of.
I have to cling to something, E. I don't know how much else anything has gone right.
If that's what you want to cling to, then go right ahead.
That's all I have at this point.
We might have even done even better because I think that last turn I made took us well away from where we're supposed to be.
You know what? This is the fun of it. We get to shout and be frustrated at one another. Sat-nav is boring.
I shouted at an entire city yesterday. I was in Sheffield.
Holy crap.
I lost it on the street because, you know, there we are. The place is closing in 5 minutes. The car rental place is closing. It's hot as hell. It's the hottest day of the year in England. All right? We had just ran for our lives to get onto the train in the first place.
Right.
And through no fault of our own, things were delayed. All kinds of, like, last-minute things and no signs where you need them to be. And then there we are trying to get to the car rental place, and there's no address.
Right.
And they pick up their phone and tell you that they can't pick up their phone. They hang up on you. And, I just lost it there because...
Yeah, you had four
and nobody
minutes.
Knew. Nobody knew where this place was. They just had theories about it, but
right.
Nobody actually knew. So
right.
It's like they wanted us not to find them. They wanted to hide. They really did. And, I just lost it. I started screaming in the street, what's wrong with you people?
Yeah.
And people just walking by blithely, like... You know, there's another one losing it just there, so it doesn't matter.
Such a lovely chap.
People were friendly, though, when we asked them, but none of them knew. None of them knew the answer.
Right.
I wound up telling this woman more about Sheffield than she could tell me about Sheffield, and she was from Sheffield.
Oh,
you
wait.
Know?
Wait, E. Okay.
I know, we're going totally the wrong way now, although that building I recognize.
Yeah,
and
remember,
that's a Manchester
okay, so
building.
We got on that street. I would recognize the streets.
Except we can't because this
can
is
we get off
highway.
This and get over there?
I'd like to
get
do
off
that.
Here
to the left.
Yeah, we were on this.
We've been
that's
on.
That's how we got over there.
Left here
when we
this
first
way.
Got in town. All right. Yeah. No, that's the Hilton, the big glass.
Is that
if
that
we
is?
Can get over there, I might be able to remember the streets to get us back up to Edge. You know, up to Mad Lab.
Okay, that big building is the Hilton. It's funny because we're staying in the Hilton, but
yeah.
The reason our place is called the Hilton is because it's on Hilton Street and it's a hostel. But it's awesome.
It's a really good place.
It's a great place.
You know, some people like hostels. I would go around the roundabout.
The
go
good thing
the
about
roundabouts
is until you get your bearings, you can just keep going around.
Around and around.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Of course, there's people cutting you off, and you sometimes get coaxed to stay over and then go off in another direction.
Diagonal roundabout drivers, yeah.
They're great.
Shift lanes while they're going around.
Yeah, they're a cur.
So I'm going to keep going. It says city center there. So
I would go for city center. Let's
follow that.
Thankfully, they printed that on the street. So, God.
Well, they printed it once. They didn't print it again. I don't know where... Okay, this one down here.
Again. It's right here. Yeah, all right,
here I go.
Sort of a turn.
Oh, but it's a yellow light.
You better stop.
Do you want to talk about the red light that we might have gone through yesterday, and who knows what's going to happen to us as a result?
Oh, right. You were sitting there, you're stopped, and here I was telling you to go.
Again.
Okay, but
the one time I'm right, you know.
In my defense, though, E, in my defense, I was seeing this taxi driving the opposite direction, plus there was a guy behind you honking in some van. I had no idea what they were saying about this intersection, but clearly the cabbie was, like, pointing at us, convinced that something, you know, he was, like, rolling down his window, starting to say something. We never even were able to make it out. I have no idea what that was all about. So we just ran it.
Yeah, but the guy behind us who was honking didn't run it. That's the thing.
He was rude, yeah. No,
he was honking before if he didn't want to go through the light.
Right.
So I went through the light,
it's like
he stayed. I mean, he just, like, put the entrapped
he
me.
Just wanted to straighten out, you know, straighten out his van because he was sort of partially turned. Because it was a very small intersection there or whatever. It was really bizarre, and I think there was a camera. Actually, I don't know that there was a camera.
That's
I didn't
the thing.
See
you know,
it.
You don't know if you've been caught on camera in this place.
Right.
And what's going to happen? You know, the rental people are going to, you know, find us down the road somewhere. It could be huge, hundreds of pounds perhaps.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Just because someone told us to go through a light that they shouldn't have told us to go through.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the two of them, the people in back of us, were having a conversation with the taxi, and they were talking to them.
Right.
And we took that to mean, yes, go through the light. I don't know. Why would we stop like? Oh, because of the red light.
Okay, but you do want to go right and start heading north again now that we're in the city.
Okay.
Because remember, this is the place where we stopped.
See, again, people are honking.
Yeah.
It's a red light, and there are cars in front of me. So what am I supposed to do exactly? Launch into the sky and, like, go above them?
It's completely mindless sometimes.
I'll honk, too. You want me to honk? I'll honk, sure. I can do that. I'm from New York. We know how to honk.
Yeah. So we managed. We don't know if we got a ticket or anything. I'm sure Hertz, the rental agent, the
gosh. Oh, Jesus.
Dropping
car falling
things.
Apart.
Yeah,
now.
No, those are those.
Let us destroy the car for them, so there won't be any ticket to send.
But yeah. What else? What else were we talking? Oh, what else happened?
This light doesn't seem to ever want to change.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's going to change. Lights turn yellow before they turn green. That's just
yeah. I think they go green, yellow, red, yellow, green.
It's red and yellow at the same time. Then it's green.
Oh.
That's what happens. Yeah.
Interesting.
So you want me to turn right? Is
yeah.
That what you're saying? Okay.
Let's take a minute here.
I'll turn right if I can.
No, the street's blocked off. Of course.
Well, then I'm not going to turn down that street.
Yeah, I get through the intersection too. It's almost red.
Whoa! What? I didn't even see that light.
Just keep going. Yeah.
And what's all this smoke?
Holy hell! What is that?
Okay, you know, there was no place I could stop for that red light. You realize that?
Yeah.
And how did it turn red right away when I just went through a light?
Right.
You know, people tell us that a lot of the cameras are simply illusions, that it's the fear of cameras that make people obey the law.
Oh, wait. Don't turn right.
All right.
Go straight.
You got it. I'll never turn
Whoa.
Right again.
That building just turned right. Whoa.
What's going on? Are they mixing up the buildings?
The whole
again?
Dimension of everything turned, like, blew my mind here.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That happened last night when we went out drinking in Manchester.
Whoa. Yeah, that Belgian beer that they gave us. Okay, no. This is, we're heading to the north side of town. This
None of this
good.
Makes any sense to me. Just tell me what to do. Do I drive forward or
I'm,
make turns or
we need
stop?
To, yeah, go straight.
All right.
I think you might have to scooch, in a little bit, not quite sure. Just go straight for a little bit. You don't want to cross the river. I know that.
See that light turn right away.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Don't give you much time. All right,
there's a football museum up here or something, and then we go another way or something. Holy hell. Right.
I admire that you can do this because I have no sense of direction.
I
and you see streets and you remember them and can actually
yeah.
get us down them a second time.
Central. I'm going to say go right at some point.
Not here. There's no right turn sign. You see? Okay, I'm not
but this
do
is
that.
For a different reason. I promise.
Well, I'm just going to stay in the middle here
yeah.
for now.
Right. Right. In the middle. So
we found the phone.
Yeah. even finish that?
No, we didn't finish. We went back to the place after you had unforwarded your phone.
Right.
And we walked around a bit, and I called the phone. And, eventually we walked around, and you heard the phone ringing.
Yeah, I was like, I hear it. And it was funny, one of the neighbors was right behind the fence. He's like, you guys looking for something? And yeah, we're looking for the mobile.
It's funny, because we had been there almost all day looking around for something, but he just noticed us then, and
right
when we were about to find it.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
It was pretty funny, but I was so enthused when we found it, because it was so much hassle, and I just didn't need that. And, you know, it's good to have all your belongings. We bring in everything, or we bring back everything we take in, so...
It was weird, though, because we couldn't quite figure out where it was. We heard it ringing. It was somewhere in the grass, and what was really odd was...
It was deep!
It was right where I was feeling with my hands.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't feel it.
Yeah, yeah.
It might have been too close to the road, and I was kind of scared of the road, because, well, it's just kind of, you know, cars going the wrong way, and, you know, crawling around your hands and knees with traffic around... In England, I guess they've seen it all, because nobody really commented on that. But you just want to sort of get it over with.
Yeah. Yeah,
and of course,
yeah.
There's a lot of space to cover, so you assume that...
Well, no, you were right to warn me to just stay away, because when you're on that side of the road, if you're looking the opposite direction, the cars are coming behind you.
Yes.
And that's dangerous.
Very dangerous.
So, wait, you can't go right because it's time thing. Okay. All right. Well, keep going. I guess we need to learn this city a little better. I have no idea. Okay, I might recognize some of this stuff. You don't want to go across the bridge. You want to...
Yeah, I think we're being pushed to
did
go
we
across.
Do, we did this
there's that
the other
cathedral
day.
With the ringing bell that I was
yeah.
telling you about before. In fact,
so,
it's very close to that red light that I ran.
It's back there.
I don't want to see it again.
It's back there. We had to remember that curvy road. We had to go up.
If I made a left here and went around, I'd see that light again. Yes. Do you want to revisit it, the scene of the crime, and maybe we can see if there's a camera?
Oh my God, no.
Or someone honks behind
no,
us.
No, you're right. This
maybe
is where we were.
That taxi driver will be there again.
You're right. Yeah, maybe they'll all be there. All right. Well, you know, now we can go and check. We can
really?
Go check.
You want to do this? Okay.
See if there is actually a traffic camera.
Here we go.
I'm looking up the street. I don't see anything in particular. I see. Okay, here's the lights. You've got diverted traffic, road closed ahead. Okay, fine.
You've got people crossing the street
down.
And there's a car coming.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep, all right, stay. Yeah, okay, we're Thanks. Looking. Now we're going over the bridge. See, we're not supposed to cross over the river. I kind of know where we are. We just have to go back on the street that we were on.
And I'm
going to
make a left
curvy.
Here. Now, here's the thing. There's a red light here, and as soon as you make the turn, there's another red light, like enough space for one or two cars.
Looks like they're doing a bunch of construction, so this must be screwed up.
It didn't feel right.
Yeah, it must be screwed up because of that. Oh, you realize we're over water right now.
I didn't realize.
So they're like redoing all the bridges right here in this part of Manchester. So something's going on, and it's got everybody a bit frazzled, such that they're giving people terrible instructions. I'm looking up here. I really don't see any infrastructure for cameras.
Okay, well, I do see a light turning green now, and we're behind a bus.
Okay. Yeah, we're pretty far back.
Turn. So let's see what the other cars do. We're making. Oh, he's making a right because he's a bus. He can do that. I'm going to stop because it's a yellow light.
Yeah.
All right, and we're going to make the left afterwards and see what awaits us. See, I think there's a light like right there.
Yeah, it's like right after. That must be for those people. I see. No wait.
How, why
they
would
have
not
their
be for
own.
Us? Yeah, they have their own light. What do they need ours for?
So it's like, we're looking at this like a T-intersection, and so we're going to, there's a stoplight at the top of
but
the T.
But you don't see any cameras around here.
No, I don't see any cameras.
But it could be hidden
Some
cameras.
Kind of sensor up there on that.
Oh, that doesn't
Square
sound
thing. I don't know. Maybe that's good. Anyway, you, so
What are these people doing?
Left.
They keep crossing in front of us. That's the third time they've crossed in front of us in different directions. They could have stayed on that side of the road.
It's like spring break in some, yeah. Resort town.
Pedestrians in Manchester are very weird. They cross the street, very slow
oh,
diagonals.
Oh, hey, here's one.
And
hey,
there's
on her phone.
One last person crossing diagonally. Okay, can I go now? Great.
So now you
now
have
I've got the green light. I'm making this turn here, and will there be a red light? Wait, yes, there's a red light waiting for us. And I'm going to stop right there and see what happens.
It's not your red.
How is that not my red?
See the cone? See how long the scoop is on that?
Okay, if it's not...
It's so you can't see it.
But
you're
I
not
do
supposed
see it.
To see that.
I do see it.
So you're not supposed to stop here.
I'm not
you
running
never
it a
had
second
to.
Time.
You're holding people up in the middle of the intersection.
Okay, but they're not honking because I. Okay,
there's
now
no
it's
camera.
Green. Now, it's turning green.
Now it's green.
All right, you
and
know.
So
they might want to say what the intersection was. Well, it's by that cathedral. That's all I know. But
well,
the person behind me didn't honk, and yesterday the person behind me didn't go through it after I went through it.
Yeah.
Those are two bits of evidence that tell me. That's a legitimate light.
So turn left as soon as you can. You can't
turn
here.
Left here. Because that's too convenient.
I think that you can go through it, and there's no reason for you to do it, and there was no camera, so it's not your fault.
All right. Well, here I go. Through this. And this person almost drove into traffic.
Nice.
Yeah.
What is she from, like, Miami or something?
Suddenly turned American.
Yeah, a bit.
Sometimes you go down a street and you're not sure if it's a one-way street. And in fact, this is one of those times where, oh no, there's somebody behind me. They're honking. Okay, I thought someone in front of me might have been honking.
Right.
But there was at least one time where I was driving down a street and it looked like the one lane I was in was merging with the oncoming traffic lanes.
And it didn't quite
and
look
I just
like...
didn't want to go down that road because it didn't seem like a good idea.
Yeah, I remember. It turns out it was a two-way street, but it was so weird because it was like three lanes were all one direction, and then there wasn't even any demarking for the the opposite direction, but you could do it, and other cars were doing it. It's really bizarre.
That's strange. Do we have any idea where we are? Are we close to what we are?
I want you to go left, but I don't see
any... Well, I can go left now, I think.
Oh, slow... No, it's the next one.
Okay. Whoa.
Watch, there's a car on your left.
Yeah, well, there's a car on my right. This turned into me, practically.
Signal, you need to go left.
All right, I will signal. I need to go left. That person's yielding a little bit. Good.
Yikes.
All right.
Okay, I believe you can turn left here.
The roads are
so narrow
in so many places. Yeah. You have to choose between brushing against the curb and having somebody hit you head on the right-hand side. It's really frustrating sometimes.
You realize it's the same way in America. It's just opposite.
Well, no, it's not, because the roads aren't nearly as narrow. You know?
Okay, but...
And all of a sudden, people park in the road, and there's, like, even less space, so you have to wait for the cars to go by.
But when they're coming on the left, I mean, in America, it's the same thing. They're you're driver to driver, close to one another.
But there's more space, is my point.
Yeah, space. That's true. Yeah. Interesting distinction.
This adds to it, being on the other side of the road, but it's not that big a deal.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was good that we found the phone.
Yeah, I'm glad we found the phone.
It was really testament to your calmness in that situation, because we did find it, and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just it was so great to hear it.
Yeah,
that was the fun part. You know,
and if you had recorded it stolen, they would have just been disabled. You never would have found
it. No, you're absolutely right about that. If I had been like, oh yeah, you know, you're basically filing a claim, and I'm up for renewal of my contract. They're gonna, you know, they'll be like, oh, absolutely, yeah, new phone. And they don't even send you. You don't even sign things anymore. As soon as you get a new contract, it's like, oh yeah, we're automatically signing you up for this thing you don't agree with. You know, now they're doing all this tiered stuff, so my grandfathered unlimited data would be completely for naught. And I would like to cling to that as much as I can cling.
I've avoided using data on my phone because it just. I see so many people having miserable times with it, and I just want to use my phone to occasionally talk to people.
Granted, it is unlimited misery, but it does come in handy. I like to know that I can do it. I know you. Yeah.
Am I? I mean,
you wanted to go straight there.
Well, you got to tell me if I want
to
go straight there.
I
don't know what I want.
Talking to the people.
How am I supposed to know? I'm supposed to go straight.
Well, I thought you knew you had to go back across the bridge.
I followed everybody else. I don't even know where the bridge is. I don't see water. I didn't know Manchester had water. No, I don't know. I'm just driving. I'm trying to stay alive here.
Are you happy with
that? I made the turn, right? And I followed everybody else who made the turn.
Right, well,
and they're all content going this direction, so...
Well, all right, pay attention, though. We can't bicker too much, because you've got to go left at some point to get back to the city center. Otherwise, we're going to be on a damn highway.
All right, well, I'll try to go left.
Well, whatever. Okay, now we're going over the river. Please go left.
Well, if I go left, I'll be in the river. Here's the left. I can
city center is the next left.
It all works out.
Signal. There you go.
Happy ending.
God.
But you got to tell me what to do.
Did you even listen to me? I mean, is it... Can you hear the words coming out of my... Oh, wait, you're right. I wasn't actually telling you where to go that
time. No, you weren't.
Okay.
And so now I'm going straight down this road.
Yeah, sure.
And what do? I follow that guy? He's probably right.
You want to go right.
Follow
his right. Yeah.
All right, I'm following this guy.
I'm sure it's wrong, but yeah, follow that. Oh, yeah, no, this is good.
Good.
All right.
Do we know that guy? He's going exactly where we're going.
Maybe. I don't know. Interesting. All right, so...
I passed the Hilton Hostel.
So I'm much more relaxed now. I need some food.
We
should
relax
a little
bit. On that.
I know.
Got close to
so can we please get to where we're going? I'd love.
Oh, I grant permission to get where we're going because I have that power.
Look, I'm glad we catch people up. We can spend all this time on this, but we really should get back in the city because Manchester is like Seattle. It closes at 9:30, you know, and you can't get any food or whatever.
We just
apparently passed
a whole cafe of people sitting on the street.
Yeah, great, but.
Oh, I just heard the word last call.
Oh, God, don't do this to me. I'm really getting. Hypoglycemic here, so...
This is where radio gets interesting. You're hypoglycemic, and I've got all these, like, stabby marks all over my hands and arms from plowing into, like, the brambles looking for your damn phone. So, yeah, we're you know, not 100% here.
We're still friends, though, I think.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
This looks familiar, I'll give you that, but...
No, we want to kind of go left, then right. And then we're looking for that weird turn where that one mall is, where the IMAX. You got to turn right at the IMAX theater.
You know, okay, you give me these markers and you give me road names, but I'm just trying to like
okay,
not
all right.
hit
you
anybody.
Want turn by turn
so
left.
Just tell me turn by turn. Yeah.
Left.
All right, well, let me make the left. I heard you. I'm making the left, and then. This
left.
Is a, this is another light,
now
right?
Straight.
Do I stop at
this
light?
Is a smoke
do
light.
I stop at this light? Yes or no? Yes,
I don't
I do.
Know. Yeah,
it's a
stop.
Red light.
Just
I'm stopping.
Stop. Yeah, stop here. I think you've totally thrown off all the walkers. They're like,
well, they have a red light too. You know, nobody has a green light here.
It's unclear.
Was I even supposed to make that turn?
I don't know. This is terrible.
I don't understand this. Nobody can go.
Why do we do this?
People can't walk. People can't drive. And I feel like I'm the only one who's wrong.
Are we doing this to ourselves? Is this manic? Are we just going insane at this point?
What is this intersection for? That
this
is the proverbial red intersection. Oh, here we go. I got
okay,
a green light
green.
Finally.
Go.
But I don't understand what that whole pause was for.
I don't know. They wanted everybody to queue up.
Is this
and
where
send
we
them
were
big
last
batches.
Night where we almost had food?
Oh, yeah.
Downtown?
This is so weird. Okay, I kept thinking
Whoa.
You have to do
There's
riding.
Another street crosser.
Ooh, he ran.
Yeah,
he knew
that
we were serious. You had your New York face on.
I've had my New York face on for a while now.
All right, look for IMAX on the right and turn when you get to that
Look
street.
At these people ambling across the street nice and slowly. Couldn't care less about the oncoming cars.
Mm-hmm.
Elderly couple there.
Yeah.
How they made it to be an elderly couple, I don't know. But
yes.
We're going to make a right here. I don't see an IMAX there. You see.
Actually, what was it? Wasn't
theater.
It Circle Street that we were trying to get to?
I don't know. Street. I only know Hilton Street. That's the only street name I remember. And was there an Oak or something? Or an Edge? An Edge Street, I think.
Now I'm second guessing that this is the right street, because we had to loop around and then...
Well, this is where we walked in yesterday, wasn't it?
Wasn't
that
it
mall thing?
Circle Street?
Yeah,
we walked
there.
In there.
I remember that. I don't see any IMAX theater, though. I don't know where that is. I do think if we keep going straight, we're going to see that cathedral again. We
yeah.
Relive
so
you got to
do right as soon as you can. Or
not what we did yesterday. But, of course, we got lost yesterday, too.
We'll go up here a little ways, and then... Yeah. Let's remember, this is fun. We could pull out a map thing. And
really?
Type thing.
What the hell?
Do you want instructions? You go through this. Yeah.
Thank
this
you.
This guy's an idiot.
The guy in
he,
front
like,
of me
was gonna turn fake
stopped, out. And that made me technically go through a red light, because he stopped
yeah.
right there.
Okay, look for a possible right.
That's a do not enter sign. Mm-hmm. If I make a right, that's going to solve all the problems?
I don't know what it's going to solve.
A lot of bicycles in this town, which is a good thing, but
you
have to be careful.
There's some kind of clock. Let's just keep looking here. Oh, boy. wow. I'm starting to see the cathedral and no IMAX, so I would
I
go,
where this IMAX
in,
is coming
go
from.
In one street. Otherwise, we're going to
go in
see,
one
it's like
street.
Central. We need to get in. I think it's like...
So I should make a right.
Yeah, make a right when you
the
can.
The fact that there's an arrow pointing to the right means that I can make a right, so I will put on my right turn signal now. And we'll go right, but I expect
yeah.
to find the destination at that point. Although it does say no right turn there. See, okay, you have a sign that says central to the right, and then
uh-huh.
no right turn.
Right.
What the hell are you supposed to make out of that, you know? I guess we know...
Do you want me to get out the smartphone or
No,
something?
I think we're close enough where we can do this.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll just make the next right, wherever that is. It's not
okay.
going to be here, though.
Yeah, sure.
See, and the guy in front of me wants to do the same right. thing. And he's doing it again. He's like going into
this
the intersection
idiot.
And stopping.
This guy sucks.
All right,
watch
you
out,
make
a huge bus coming if you're going
to
do it.
Yeah, but he's
it.
In the other lane.
Are you kidding me? Really?
Okay, so what do I do now? No left turn.
Freaking
but I can make
man.
A right
I'm
turn
starting
here.
To see the cathedral.
Like, no, that's not a street. I can't make
keep
a right
going,
turn on
keep
that.
Going, keep going. Is this maybe the IMAX thing? No?
You and your
there's
IMAX.
No right. There's no
right turn here.
Right rights on any of this.
Where have I just made a left and backed up?
E.
That's how we do it in Brooklyn.
E. You got to get over.
If I'd like to get over, if I was allowed to, I would. Can't make a right turn there either.
Okay. I mean...
There's
okay.
the cathedral again.
We're
oh,
back
to
the
fun.
Cathedral. Okay, so that's...
Can I go straight?
Can you go...
No, I can't go straight. Can I make a right here?
We're back at the cathedral. We've gone in a huge circle. You understand that?
I do understand that, because I know there's not two cathedrals like that.
All right.
So we're going past that light
do
again.
Do you want instructions or not? Because I'm getting frustrated at this point.
Well, give me the instructions, but you tell me to make a right when I can't make a right. You know, what am I supposed to do? There's nothing I can do.
All right, so how do you feel about this? Like, where we're at now?
I feel like we're... You know, yesterday we tried to get into a parking garage.
What is your plan?
And there was no... with a Manchester native, there was no way to actually get there. Every road led away from it. There was no way to get to the entrance. We had to make a U-turn and drive illegally.
Yeah.
I can make a left here.
I'm starting to get really frustrated.
I'm already frustrated.
I'm tired.
I'm behind the
really
damn wheel.
I'm hungry, and I love talking about this, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
this is absolutely...
Was there something
ridiculous
I could have done to get us to that other side, because there was no right turn allowed? I feel if we make a left and another left somehow, that's the equivalent of a right.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
But we have to do that.
Sure.
So going through this mystery light again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's how we did it yesterday. Okay, so yeah, do this, but don't freaking stop. Just
I'm stopping.
Through.
It's a red light.
Why are you stopping here?
Because it's a red light.
Not made that way. You don't have to.
All right, you're paying the ticket if I get a ticket.
There's no way. You're not going to get a ticket. That's
all right.
Cool. Don't worry. Cabby told us.
I'm just glad that it's recorded, because the ticket's going to be hundreds of pounds each.
Well, I'm not paying it.
Uh-huh.
All right, go through this. It was, that's how we did last time. When you can actually cross
that
bridge.
I can't
remember
running that a second time.
What?
I can't make a left here. You know that, right?
You cannot.
Right. And you're not going to make me make a left there,
no,
right?
No.
Right. So you just tell me what to do, and I will do it.
I don't think we have any time left.
I just don't like breaking traffic laws. I still don't understand that light.
I can't believe you stopped. No, wait, you did. You went through it. I'm freaking...
All the other
I'm
cars
my mind,
have
man.
Stopped, too. I've never seen
right,
anybody else run that red
straight.
Light.
Keep going straight. Keep going straight.
I'm going straight. Do you see me not going straight?
Just stay in this lane, though. Don't let anybody get on your
That's
left.
Not
you're
hard.
Turning
only
left,
one lane.
Damn it. And, okay, watch the curb. Watch the curb.
The curb's over there. I'm over here. Don't worry about the curb.
Okay.
You're saying stay in this lane. There's only
God,
one
lane.
If we go
by that chapel again, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to get out and walk. All right.
We'll run out of gas before that happens.
Yeah, I think we're getting close. So, next time you can go left, there's this bridge. We got
to
pay attention.
You told me to avoid the bridge, right? I'm not supposed to go on the bridge. No, I am supposed to go on the bridge?
Is this the left? Can you do a left?
Oh,
no,
Christ.
It's the next one. It's the next one. But stop. But stop at the light, because it is red
this
light.
This one I'm going to observe. Okay,
okay,
good.
But don't turn left here. It's the next one.
I'm not sure. Okay, I'm going to
And when you go under the train trestles, you got to stay left.
Okay. I'm doing the best I can here, but this looks like a road I'm not supposed to cross like that. But
you know, it's funny, because people think we have drivers. They think that we just ride in limousines, and we go travel, and we do all this fun stuff. You know, and it's all like, you know, rainbows and unicorns. A big party for us, right? Well, I hope you people realize what's going on here. This is work. There, I said it. I didn't mean to.
I wasn't listening because I'm trying.
Okay. Pay attention.
So you want me to go left?
I do want you to go left here, only when it's green.
And fortunately, it's not green.
It's red. That's fine.
Yeah, now I can think about this for a moment.
Do we have any other things that happen?
I sure, maybe, I don't know.
I'm not trying to throw us off. I know you got a left here. It's a
yeah,
big
I'm making,
deal.
I'm putting the signal on. We just had to find a parking place tonight.
I know.
I really paid too much to park last night.
It's ridiculous.
We paid almost as much as the car rental to park a car for 10 hours.
Yeah.
And I see now there's a parking lot for £3, but I don't know where this is or how to get there or how to even park in it.
Yeah.
So I really hope we solve that problem.
Our friend was saying just park out front and move it in the morning.
Yeah, except the morning comes a lot sooner than we want it to. Or not
well, at this rate...
Waking up.
I mean, I got up kind of early, and I was thinking, okay, yeah, maybe, but... If you're a local, you can do that kind of thing, but, like, with our luck...
And where do you move the car to, exactly?
Yeah, exactly. It just seemed like... You know, having it... At least last night, we knew it wasn't going to end up on a flatbed being towed to some wrecking yard.
You kind of have to tell me what to
okay,
do at this
okay.
point.
Just pay attention. You want to go straight under this... Under this trestle.
Okay. I can do that.
Now, faites attention. There's a... See that straight... See how you... Go
left.
Left.
Right, straight.
Yeah, see?
Left.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, go through this. Now, you're in the far left here.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right. Because that all coaxes you to go around that way. But you... You want to stay left and go over the river.
Just say left, right, straight.
All right,
you know,
straight.
I don't
go
need
straight.
The whole background of the place.
Yeah, but you tell me to give you directions.
Yeah, you're giving me background.
I communicate in a very story-like way. I'm just trying to reassure you with my soothing pipes.
Yes, you have just missed the turn that you wanted to take. That's
my
your story.
My silky pipes to calm you.
Yeah, this is the epitome of calm here.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I'm going to
go straight.
Obviously, I'm going to go straight. What am I going to do?
Why do you argue when I tell you the right way?
I'm not arguing. You're telling me to go straight when I'm going through a light. Obviously, I'm going to do that.
Fine.
So I'm going straight through this light, too, correct?
Well, I don't... Yeah, straight.
All right, there I go, straight.
I'm not trying to be difficult.
I'm gonna keep going
straight.
Seems
like everything I say, you tell me no...
I'm
going to say it this way and
stay on the pavement.
Doing the job, okay? I'm
here I go.
You.
Continuing to move forward. Is there anything else I need to know?
No.
Opera House. I don't think I've ever seen this.
Okay,
before.
So this is what street?
And there's always
this?
Somebody right behind you that really wants to go fast.
I know.
And
they're like
a bicyclist in front of us.
Crawl up on you.
Riding in the traffic lane, which
yeah.
I don't know why people do that. You have a whole lane to the left of you, and you're in. Fine. This guy wants to pretend he's a car on a bike with no helmet. Great. Let's just see how this plays out.
Oh, man. Now, you know what? We're going backwards now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. This is so screwed up.
Okay, Jack in the Box here, because that's the only thing that's going to be open.
Okay,
right,
so if you
place.
Can go... No. What? Oh, I'm so confused. Can you go left here?
Yes.
Yeah, go left there. Don't go back under the trestles. This is Bridgewater.
No,
it's
I can't.
Closed.
This road is closed.
No, we were just here.
All right, I'm pulling over. I'm going to
okay,
stay
so
here until we figure out what the hell we're doing, because this is ridiculous. We've been driving around
this
for an hour now.
This is the way we were going... When we get the cathedral, right?
Uh-huh.
So we need to get over there. A block or something.
Okay.
Hey, do you want me to just look at the computer? Look at the thing?
Yeah,
it's getting
sure.
ridiculous.
Look at the thing.
I am really sorry, but this is... I'm really hallucinating direction. Like, buildings and streets are not on a grid. At all. And it's, like, really messing my mind
oh,
up.
No, it's good to see you being as frustrated as me, because this is how I feel driving around.
I'm
things aren't where it's supposed
just,
to be.
It's unreal, E.
Yeah,
I'm, like,
it's
really
insane.
Losing it. We are 1.3 miles away from our destination.
Yeah, but it might as well be straight up in the air, because getting there is really the challenge.
Yeah.
It sounds close, but it's really not that close.
I'm so confused.
You've been listening to the second installment of the 12-part series, Driving to Manchester. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of Off the Wall.
No more embassies of atomy, contracted out to the Taiwanese. Apricot splits in the corridors of power. It's goodbye to that motley shower. Country links, yeah, that's what I want. No stopping now.
should stay here tonight. It means nothing. That is all right.
Sound. Some people just dig up the world, there's money underground. They dig out all the copper, uranium and zinc. But I could really dig it if they only stopped to think. Now everybody knows you have to put back what you take. Who ride a roller coaster if they knew it had no break? It took a million years for us to crawl out from the sea. Five will get you ten, they can't recycle you or me.
A while ago, I dreamed a most amazing dream. It tickled me to death when I woke up. Now, you know just how impossible the things we dream of are. Well, I dreamt that Chelsea went and won the cup. Of course, as a result of an astounding thing like this, a host of other strange events occurred. All folks and things were opposite to what they really are, and the happenings were really most absurd. On the day that Chelsea went and won the final, all the universe went off the reel. Great Sir Harry Lauder used a 5-bob post-lauder to stop his shoe from rubbing at the heel. The sun came out in Manchester and funny things like that. Jack Jones MP played golf and wore a kilt and Winston's hat. And a pigeon hatched a guinea pig and blamed it on the cat. On the day that Chelsea went and won the cup. On the day that Chelsea went and won the final. Farmers all admitted trade was grand. Lady Astor's bonnet had a Guinness advert on it, and Jack Hilton ran a chamber music band. Landlords called around and begged to do repairs galore, but their tenants said this wasn't fair unless the rents were more. And a film star had the selfsame wife he had the day before, on the day that Chelsea went and won the cup. Two motorists collided, and each said the fault was his, and each one said, I was doing 50 then. But the traffic policeman said, oh no, it was he who was to blame, and assessed the speed at something under 10. In a London pub, a person found a hop inside his beer, and the thing is in the Fleet Museum yet. Billingsgate Fish Market was the place for Oxford talk, and gave off a gentle smell of mignonette. On the day that Chelsea went and won the final, taxi men had changed for half a quid. And schoolboys, holy Moses, washed their ears and blew their noses, and even used a hanky when they did. All states at boarding houses were as tender as a corn, and Nabby said, dear me, when he sat down upon a thorn, and De Valera put a statue of Jim Thomas on his lawn, on the day that Chelsea went and won the cup, on the day that Chelsea went and won the final, not a single flapper said, oh, quite. Home girl woke from slumber, and a man obtained the number that he asked for in the spring of 28. Lawyers told the truth and then refused to take their fees. 20 folks got OBEs and 7 got DTs. And a sergeant major shouted, gentlemen, please stand at ease. On the day that Chelsea went among the cup. Doctors wrote prescriptions that we all could understand. Toast got drunk and eels got stewed and lobsters all got canned. And Gordon Richards wore Carnera's trousers in the Strand. On the day that Chelsea went among the cup.
I heard a terrible noise when I was passing your house the other day, Mr. Winterbottom.
Impossible, Mr. Murgatroyd.
And why, Mr. Winterbottom?
I like a quiet time, a jolly good rest, with practically nothing to do.
Right.
We've been married 4 years, 4 of the best, and we haven't got children, have you?
No.
I've always believed in a nice, peaceful life. Kids keep you awake with their squall.
Hello?
We've got one another, that's me and the wife, and yes, well, that's practically all.
Enough to.
There's no one at home except my wife and me, barring a cat that's a Tom. We've also a mongrel, I'd like you to see, result of a Dane and a Pom. We've a setter who's fond of a swim in the pond. I'm afraid he don't smell very pleasant. then except for Emmanuel, a pedigree spaniel. That's all we've at home just at present.
Really? We've had to leave London with many regrets.
Oh.
Our exodus made people stare. We found a nice cottage to house all our pets.
Yes.
And we've got all our animals there.
Oh, that's rather nice.
We've taken the place on a pretty long leash. So if you're ever our way,
yes,
looking perhaps for an hour or two's peace, call in and see us one day.
I'd love to.
There's no one at home except my wife and me, and a cat which is blacker than coal.
Yes.
We've got five or six dogs that I'd like you to see, and a goldfish or two in a bowl.
Pretty, pretty.
We've some lovebirds with tails, but they're both of the males. Our guinea pigs aren't quite so pleasant. If they just stick to feeding and give up this breeding, there'd be nothing at home just at present. Tell me, are you interested in the health of beasts?
Of course I am. How are you? By the way, have you seen my marmoset?
No, I've seen your father's set in a glass in the bathroom. Tell me, what is your favourite animal?
Well, I lean towards the giraffe.
Giraffe? It's a bit awkward to have about the house. How do you manage?
I keep his neck up the chimney.
Does it suit it?
Well, I'll make a clean sweep of it. It sometimes gets the flu. I've got a lovely cat.
Yes, I met your wife.
My cat had kittens in the waste paper basket last night.
What a litter. Mm. I suppose they were mewing all over the place.
Yes, but we put some ashes down. What have you got in the shape of an animal?
A biscuit.
Biscuit?
Oh, I've got a sheepdog.
Oh, does it herd sheep?
You mean, does it hear sheep?
Oh, let it go at that. I've got a lot of rabbits.
Do they breed?
Ooh, like rabbits. By the way, you've got some things that look like rabbits in your garden. What are they?
Rabbits? Oh. What do you feed yours on?
Tuesday morning.
Oh, I feed mine on, shall we?
Shall we?
Lettuce, I mean.
Oh,
yes. I feed my tortoise on that, too. You get no fun out of a tortoise.
No, but you can get a good kick out of a horse. Ah, but I must say, I like a parrot. Have you ever kept a bird?
By the way, ever had any mice?
What a rude question.
Mice, I said.
Oh, yes, I've got mice in the attic.
Bats in the belfry.
Toad in the hole.
Rose in the bard.
Kick in the pants.
All in the house, the check pulled.
Oh, but listen, Murgatroyd, don't you think that a pet with a pedigree panting and peregrinating around the premises is a pleasure and a panacea to poor people?
Precisely, Mr. Winterbottom. There's nothing like sitting in a comfortable chair with a purring pussy on one hand and a hot dog in the other.
As long as it's well bred.
There's no one at home except my wife and me, though we have got a dog and a cat. And we've got some canaries I'd like you to see, and a ferret or two and a rat. We've some Japanese mice which are terribly nice, and a parrot amazingly pleasant. Then except for two rabbits with questionable habits, that's all we've at home just at present.
Cheerio, Winterfroid.
So long, Burgerbottom.
Come on.
Come on, boy.
Come on, boy.
Come on, boy. My dog, I think.
No, it's mine.
Not a dog at all, as a matter of fact.
Not a dog.
No, it's, Yes, that's right.
Yes, miss.
of peppermint before the rent man came. And if it all sounds boring, if it all sounds boring, if it all sounds boring, then there's something wrong with the song for you.